everyone. Before we get into the next episode, I wanted to give you an update from now April, no, it's May 2022. Ali and I started the Honest Eisen project in summer 2020, and we kind of decided to finish it and to focus on other things in our life. And I think we mentioned it in one episode already, but then during our Ring Road trip in summer 2021, we recorded a few episodes that I still will upload. But it might be confusing for some new listeners or even long-term listeners why it has been so long. I just did not have the time or energy to upload the other episodes, which I will do now since my semester has finished. And if you're looking for the website, which we, I think, refer to in a lot of episodes, the hosting for the website, I canceled that a while back, and then I forgot to do a backup with all the content. So basically the website is gone, the content is gone, but the episodes of the podcast will stay online. That's important to me, that it will be on Spotify and Apple Podcasts and everywhere for you to listen, because I still get feedback and new listeners, and I know that this is helpful for you. So we're gonna keep all the episodes up. Unfortunately, the website is gone, but you can always reach out if you have a specific question. And furthermore, I'm gonna upload all the missing episodes from our Ring Road trip, and if we feel like talking about something in the future, I think I still will upload a new episode perhaps, but I cannot promise anything, or cannot promise that we're keeping up this podcast project. But it's basically a passion project, and if we feel in the mood, we're gonna talk about something. So I hope you enjoy this episode, and thank you so much for listening. We have day number 6. So today we woke up earlier, and Ali, the whole morning, Ali felt so proud that we woke up so early.
Yeah.
What was it? When did we 7:30?
It was like we woke up at 7:30. I wasn't proud that we woke up early, but I was proud that it was like we woke up 7:30. We were at breakfast at around 8 o'clock when it opened, maybe 8:10, something like that. And it's like when we wanted to check out, they weren't even ready for us. You know, they weren't even ready for a checkout. So I was just happy with that. It's like we were not these like very slow people that have to get forever. Like,
but we're usually the slow people. We usually check out when checkout is 11. We check out 11 too. Yeah. So no, usually we are these people, but when you're like on a trip where you want to see a lot now, then of course it's different. That's why I think on a trip where you want to see a lot of things and you don't care so much for your accommodation, then it's ridiculous to pay so much money for accommodation where you just basically fall asleep in, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And especially like now, it's like if we would have booked a hotel in Vopnafjörður, you know, it's
so
9 o'clock. We're going to be there at like at 10:15, 10:30 or something like that.
Yeah, and then we have to build up our home, our little tent.
Yeah. No, but I'm saying if we had a reservation at some hotel, it's like we don't even spend any time there. We just sleep. We're up in the morning. You're out 12 hours.
Yeah.
38,000 or whatever it is. Thank you very much.
So we woke up early. We had a nice breakfast. Breakfast was nice. The Blaubjerg hotel guest house, sorry, is not really super vegan friendly, but so the thing with me is I try to eat vegan, or let's say plant-based, as much as possible. But like now when they have local food, like locally sourced food, and this food is not vegan, then I just eat some of it, and not being like, okay, no, I want extra, you know, vegan food. Because the thing is, it's the same when you I was a little short excourse to this topic. I was listening to a podcast, and a guy said that he tries to eat as much vegetarian, I think, or vegan as possible, but sometimes because he's a photographer, he goes to, you know, to some tribes where he spends some days with these tribes that, you know, hunt animals or make their own food somewhere in the jungle. You cannot really be like, ah, yeah, but now I want vegan food, you know. You just eat what is offered to you,
which is of course different, because the reason why I eat so much plant-based is because we're overfishing and we're overproducing and agriculture's bad and so on. But if you're in a situation where there is local food, locally sourced, and you can be kind of sure it's sustainable to also eat something like skyr for once, even though you are a vegan or you're eating plant-based, just because it's what they offer to their hotel guests. So this is where I'm making like a, how would you call it? We're making, I don't know the English word. Not an excuse. Whatever this English word is that I cannot think of, it's Ausnahme in German. So I would eat something local, even though it's not vegan or plant-based, but usually I would make sure if I go somewhere, it's in, you know, a Western country, a rich country, wealthy country who can afford to have vegan food, then I would rather eat vegan than meat.
Yeah.
That's a long story short, or a very long long story in short.
Yeah. But sometimes it's just like, you can also have like this just conscious thought about what you're eating. It's like, you know, it's like you don't have to eat meat every single day. Even though you eat meat, you don't have to eat it every single day. And you don't have to eat it every single meal. And it's like sometimes it's worth it to just skip it. Because sometimes it's like, because meat and like fine meat is something that is supposed to be, at least in my eyes, like a little bit valued. And you should kind of treat yourself with it and not just go to McDonald's every day. That's my point.
Yeah, this is Ali's point. My point is you don't need meat at all in Western wealthy countries like, you know, Iceland, Germany, basically Europe, because you can get all the meat supplements. But that's
more about the trip.
More about the trip and not telling you what to eat. But when you're in Iceland, just
food discussion.
No, but it's like, it's important to remember that although there are a lot of vegan options in Iceland, you still have all this like typical local Icelandic food, and that's just not vegan.
Yeah.
So people just have to decide when they come here, and they would usually eat plant-based, what I'm gonna eat here.
Okay.
So that's important to figure out.
All right. Point.
So
killed and buried. Let's move on.
Yes, thank you. We're still driving through the fog. Doesn't get better. I see a light. Maybe another car. Who knows? Haven't met anyone in this like not Google well suggested road.
I don't think it's a car. I don't think it's even on the road. I don't think
no.
it's a road.
It's no, like it's a not a road. Okay. So after the Blauberg, we went to the Puffin Point, which is
it's a church.
Mm-hmm. Which is a harbor that is totally dead. There's nothing on this harbor. It was completely silenced.
Silence.
Silence in this harbor, but we saw some puffins, and all the people with their huge cameras, with their lenses that are 5 meters long, took all the great pictures of the puffins. We just with our phones, just watching the puffins.
Mostly watching and enjoying. You don't need photos of everything, but
let, of course let nice the people take photos.
Exactly. It's nice to take a few photos. You don't need to completely overdo it. And I kind of think this harbor is not really busy. Like, maybe we just came on a not busy day, but I think it's not busy because the old fishing, like, factory, or, like, where they used to process the fish and work the fish, is now the Blåbjerg,
the guest house
we stayed at. So I don't really think they do a lot of fishing anymore. They probably do it, but probably not as much.
So after the experience with the puffins, we went all the way back from Borgarfjörður Eystri over the mountains to Egilsstaðir, the point you always have to go back wherever you want to go, and went to this 50s 60s diner, Betty Boo diner.
Yeah,
American diner, because I don't know, Ali really likes Achtung Sheep. But they're just running so fast, you know, they're just running so fast.
Yeah,
people, you have to be really careful with the sheep.
Yeah.
And if you accidentally hit one, then you have to call the police and they call the farmer, I think, because it's important to let the farmer know that you ran over their sheep.
Yeah, I think so.
And they have to take care of it, especially if it's still alive. Don't run away when you hit a sheep.
No, it's also bad for you because there are usually damages to your car as well.
Yeah, of course.
So, I mean, like, it's like, how are you going to explain that later, you know?
Like, where does this road lead?
What is this damage and bloodstains on your car? And you're just like, hit a sheep a while back, didn't tell anybody about it. So like, sure you did.
So we went to this diner. It was okay. I mean, I don't recommend it for the listeners as a stop, especially if you come from America and you have all these like 60s diners.
It's like, if you like this diner style, and it's like a, you know, this is like a gas station. It's a diner, yeah. That it's just like a themed diner. So it's just, the theme is like American 80s, 60s, 70s, whatever. You can go there, order a milkshake, drink it, take a few photos, and you're out. It's not a worth, like, just to spend time there.
You and maybe not to there. Eat there, because the food is just so fatty and unhealthy.
Yeah,
it's just everything like, fried and we dipped like, in oil.
We had, like, curly fries that we should have just skipped.
Yes.
We took one milkshake to...
But we're just making these travel mistakes as well. We're just sometimes getting into something that we think, oh, that wasn't really necessary, and that's okay. Next time you're gonna avoid it, like you with the burger. Just don't get burger.
Yeah.
So after the diner, we decided to go to this waterfall hike. So that's the thing that we just said. We went all the way back to the point where we already were and where we could have gone further if we wouldn't had the car trouble.
Exactly. So now we had to drive through Atlavik again, the forested area. We went to the Hengifoss. And then we drove, we drove a little bit further, not all the way to Skriðkløster again in the visitor center. But when you drive past Hengifoss, there's like a road to go right. And that's where you go to go to this place where they had this like little hut with hot tubs. I don't remember what it was called. It was called something Lagafljót or something. Lagafljót, exactly. Fjord. Exactly. Yeah. It was exactly
so,
called that.
So this is a place that is also I wanted to say advertised, that you'll see there is like a natural pool, but it takes some time to get there. So if you're in Eyjafjallajökull, you have to drive an hour, right?
About, because it's like 30 minutes to Hengifoss or 25 minutes or something. And then from Hengifoss, you need to drive 35 minutes to get to the huts.
So Ali discovered this hike that we wanted to do because, like we said, we didn't just want to go to places and be in the car all the time. We wanted to do a hike.
Especially with the weather as it is. It was like 22, 3 degrees outside, complete sun.
It wasn't that warm, but it was maybe 17.
But we were pretty elevated in this hike, and it was completely warm. I was wearing shorts and a t-shirt the whole time, so it was completely warm. It's a hike with 5 waterfalls and one huge canyon
and huge waterfalls. And that you basically go to this Lagafljót place, you can park there, there's also a hotel and this famous hot tubs, and from there you can ask the person in the house where to go, and then you start your hike. It's marked as moderate hike.
Moderate.
Yeah, I would say it was moderate because it was sometimes you had to just, you know, it was really steep, but with the good weather it was pretty easy to do. And
it is pretty easy, and you don't need like heavy equipment. You need good shoes and that's it.
Yeah,
it's the only thing you need.
It's good if you have shoes that are a little bit higher because it gets really muddy at some points. So Ali's legs were a little bit muddy because he had shorts.
It's because it was like a little bit like a swamp or something, and then it was like wet, so like once you stepped in it, it like spritzed, you know, the water just went everywhere. It just went on your legs, and my socks are super brown. They used to be white, but
very, very well. We wash everything when we're back. But it was 8 kilometers, and after the, I would say 60% was over, I got really exhausted. I was like, okay, are we back at the hut?
Are we there yet?
So, because the problem was also that the sun was shining directly in our faces, and we had neither sunglasses nor caps. So this was a little bit exhausting.
It's like the typical thing. It's like in Iceland, we never get sun, and when we get it, we just complain. We're just like, oh.
Yeah, not prepared for all the sun.
Yeah, we don't like it.
But if you have the time and you want to do something special, off the typical tourist attraction road, because this hike wasn't advertised anywhere. You just found it.
No, it was amazing though.
These are the amazing little treasures that you can find when you just do something so typical.
Exactly, but this thing from Egilsstaðir to go to Atlavik, to go to Skriðuklaustur, to go to the to Lagarfljót to take the hike and to go further like we did to Káranukavirkjun. This is an awesome day, you know?
Yeah.
If we would have been able to pack it all in one day, it would have been a completely amazing day.
Yeah.
I would definitely recommend for a day like this to go, you know, when you go to Skriðuklaustur, just get the buffet if you're like an everything eater and just eat, because then you're completely, you know, you're well nourished and you can just take on the day. Because it's gonna take you a while. It takes you about the hike, if you check it out online, it says like 1 to 2 hours.
But if you stop,
but
and
if
take
you
pictures.
Stop and or do anything, or you don't walk at a high speed the whole time, it's gonna take you. You're never gonna do it in an hour unless you jog.
It's
no way. And we stopped, but we didn't stop like that long, so it was like 2.5 hours. So I think we managed to get it, like the hike itself, in barely under 2 hours if you're just hiking the whole time doing nothing else. But once you stop, like the woman said, she said like 3 to 4 hours with stops,
yeah,
and photos. And
so did we already say it was 8 kilometers, right?
Eight kilometers. But
right.
The good thing about this, it's a circle. So like you start and end up at the same place.
But you see different.
And you never walk
the same,
like the
yeah.
same path. You
That's why I didn't want to see Hengifoss, even though it's not very far. But this is one of the waterfalls. You just go up to the waterfall and you go back the same way. And I mean, in the east of Iceland, you see so many waterfalls. They're just everywhere. So I really wanted to pick which one. I really want to see what is, which one is worth it.
Yeah. But we cannot really compare it because we didn't see Hengifoss.
Yeah, we didn't see Hengifoss, only on pictures.
But I have a very strong intuition that tells me that what we did is way better. Like,
yeah.
It's amazing, the trip. But I think you can actually walk from Hengifoss to Lagafljót.
Yeah, but then it's
but
like
it's an
eight hour hike or
and,
something.
And when you
and back, because your car will be in Hengifoss.
Yeah. So
or someone drives your car to the other place, probably.
Yeah,
not.
Yeah. Or if you have friends, you just like park on either side and you just walk to each other's cars. That's funny.
I think it really depends on how much time you have for your trip, but
And like how much of a hiking enthusiast you are.
Yeah.
But I would definitely say like 8 hour. Okay, it didn't sound appealing. It's an 8 hour hike to go from the base to a waterfall to some nature baths. I would rather say like go to Hengifoss. I don't know exactly how long it takes from the bottom to go to Hengifoss.
Yeah.
And then go back down, drive your car, go to Lagafljót, take the circle like we did, and just take a bath in there. Just do it in two separate goes. I think that's rather, because we didn't really have time, because we wanted to see the, we wanted to go to Káranúkar, and then we wanted to go to Seyðisfjörður, which we then did. So
and
we,
now
we
it's 10 o'clock.
Like,
no, now it's like 9:15 and we're still not at the destination.
Exactly. So we thought, because also we wanted to go to Raufarhöfn, which is very far away, and it's not on the way to anything else. It's like the edge of the thing, just like Borgarfjörður Eystri. You know, it's like a detour. Everywhere you look, you're never gonna be, you know, it's never gonna be like very convenient. So to accommodate this, we are driving late into the day to camp
keep,
somewhere
to
closer.
To keep our schedule,
yeah,
kind of. But when you, what I learned from going to the east, if you go the ring road and if you go to the east, you have to really plan ahead what you want to see in the east.
Yeah. Like,
and see how much time you're going to spend there and stuff like this.
Exactly. Because like the day we did yesterday and today could have almost been a day, one day, if you would have done it better.
Yeah,
if
we spent now
better,
3 days in the east already. We spent 3 days already, yeah.
Yeah, but the first day was in
Breiða, from Breiðarsvík.
Breiðarsvík.
With all the museums, we saw all the museums. It was already the east.
Yeah, and then where did we go?
And then we went to Borgarfjörður Eysturi. and today we're driving
around. And then we went to Atlavik. But we basically spent 2 days like in the Egilsstaðir region.
Yeah, and before that, that was the fjords before Egilsstaðir. So we basically spent 3 days in the east already.
Yeah.
Just a little bit, more or less driving around.
Yeah.
So just plan your trip well.
Yeah,
and also, if you don't have a lot of time, what you have to live with is just skip some of the things that are not worth it.
We haven't gone there yet, but I think you should definitely skip Raufarhöfn, like we're doing, like we're going there now. But I don't think it's needed. I would rather spend, because we've seen the north, I would rather go and spend more time in the north.
Yeah, we just have the luxury that we've seen, like I did a trip, I lived in the south. I've seen the south many times. I went one summer to the West Fjords. I've seen most of the West Fjords. Last summer we went to Snæfellsnes. We've seen all of it. And we went to the north. So we've kind of seen all of the north, been to Húsavík several times. And now we have all the time in the world, basically, to see the east.
Yeah.
So we put this all into different trips. You will never, ever be able not even in 2 weeks to see all of Iceland, especially the West Fjords. The West Fjords is only is like a 7-day trip by itself. So you have to just choose what do you want to see? What time of the year are you coming? What kind of animals do you want to see? What in nature you want to see? Are you more a hiking enthusiast or a waterfall nerd? And then from there, you just have to plan where to go. And be a little bit like, because if you try to see everything, you're just going to end up being in your car the whole time and being tired and haven't seen anything really. And even if you're not a super hiking enthusiast, at least walking for an hour, and like we said in an earlier episode, walking to the Vatnajökull, to the Skaftafellsjökull, this 3-hour hike we did, that was definitely worth it.
And just also just play it by ear and go with the weather. It's like when it's like now, it's been 25 degrees 2 days in a row almost.
You're getting higher and higher. Ali starts with it was 20 degrees today, now it was 25.
Okay, it was 20. Yesterday it was 25 in Egilsstaðir. It was 25 at one point, which is probably the peak. But it's like it's so warm, so good weather. It's like you don't want to sit in your car the whole day. You want to be outside and do stuff, you know?
Get the tan on. Achtung, Achtung. Sorry, when I always say Achtung in the microphone, it's like in German. I say this all the time when there are sheep on the road, and there are always sheep on the road.
And it means like danger. Danger, 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 danger.
And now, we went, we decided from after this hike, we decided to go to this fucking dam, that horrible, environmentally not friendly dam. And it was... they were closing it and we were not allowed to get out of our car, so thank you very much.
They were closing it because of construction, and when you have like a huge dam like this and they said like we're like clearing the area for construction, it sounds like they're gonna poke a hole, and you just say like yep and just drive away, just don't ask any questions, just leave.
I had the feeling they're just bombing something into the stone or something. They were just like, we're clearing the area.
Yeah, because of construction. It's like,
this sounds like
something is breaking. We need to fix it now.
Yeah, this dam is just like,
But construction aside, and a little bit of a bummer that we couldn't go out and look around from the dam. Like just seeing the dam a little bit was impressive. It's nice to just see it, but the way to go, like when you're driving, the way to drive there is so beautiful.
Yeah, it's almost like the highlands.
It's so beautiful. So it's like,
yeah, and you don't need a four-wheel drive to go to the dam, and you see the highlands kind of.
Yes, and it's like you can see what was it called, like
Snæfellsjökull.
And you can see it, and you can see like the area around, and there are signs pointing out. It's basically, you get to a point where it's just like 360 mountain view. You can
or
see
is
like
it
mountains. I think it's just Snæfell.
Yeah, because Snæfellsjökull is on Snæfellsnes.
Exactly, I think it's just Snæfell. But yeah, so when you get to this point, it's just like almost a 360 view of mountains. You can see mountains all around, and it's just absolute like, you know, viewing paradise. So
it's really nice. So we did this, and then we got some ice cream from this, like, so you get this advertisement everywhere in the east, wherever you go to every campsite, is like, hey, go to Hengi Foss to this food truck and get the only in the world ice cream made with sheep. No, with goat milk.
Yeah.
So of course we tried this like goat milk ice cream, which was very expensive, but okay, it's just sometimes how you do it. And then we had to decide, are we going to say this further to the famous place, or are we skipping it and go to Vopnafjörður, from where we want to go tomorrow to further around the island.
So it was like, do we go where we're gonna go, or take an hour detour?
We took the
two-hour detour.
We went to Seyðisfjörður. We went to the Nordic restaurant to eat some stuff.
Yeah, which is at the hotel.
Because otherwise, I mean, we have enough food with us that we can prepare on a camping place, but we're just not on our destination camping place, and I don't want to be grumpy building up the tent.
Yeah, exactly, because we probably would have been there, if we would have skipped it completely, at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
And being there at 8 o'clock means you have to build up the tent and you need to cook your food. You're eating dinner at 9.
Achtung, there are sheep on the road, or do I just see bushes? I'm seeing bushes, but oh, this road is so awful, guys. Please never take this road to the north, because it's super foggy. You cannot see a lot, and it's just a gravel road constantly. I hope on the recording you're not constantly seeing gravel roads.
But it has fewer turns.
Thanks Google again, it has fewer turns.
Fewer turns. I was like, I haven't had to turn in forever.
Okay.
Alright, so yeah, so we decided to...
I don't even know if we're still right. I think I have to stop the recording and check the map.
We cannot be wrong.
Nah. Achtung.
Just keep right, cannot be wrong.
My God.
So we decided to eat dinner at this place. It is a little bit pricey, because they have small courses, which I did not see because of the... Okay, I'm not saying it was crazy expensive, because you could have like hanger steak for 3,000 krona, roughly, which you cannot have anywhere. But if the, you know, because it's usually like 5,000 or 5,500 or 6,000 maybe. But when the portion is 1/3 of the regular portion, then it's now worth half the price. Baby, slow down. Calm down.
No, you slow down.
So it's, yeah. Yeah, so, but thankfully they had the special of the day, which was the same price as the other food, but 3 times bigger. So that was a no-brainer. So we had that. Or I had that, and Steffi had the vegan option.
What is this?
I put on like more lights, but it doesn't help at all. Yeah, so Steffi had the vegan options, or the vegetarian option actually. We ate that, food was really good, really, really pleased with the food. And of course we couldn't have anything to drink, alcoholic, because driving. And it's not good to drink and drive, especially in fog and gravel.
We're seeing less and less. We see nothing.
No, we see nothing right now. Except like, you know.
Can we just drive slower to see if there's a sheep?
We're driving really slowly. Yeah, if we drive any slower, we'll stop, you know?
Yeah, but that's okay. Maybe wait for the fog to go away.
No.
Okay, so now we're driving through the fog, and if we're if you hear another episode, it means we made it.
Well, if you hear this episode, we made it.
Oh, that's true. Otherwise, we will never be uploaded. Okay.
Stay tuned. Thanks for listening to this, like, rambling
episode.
Yeah.
Thank you for this food advice that no one wanted to
hear. Exactly.
Oh, God. So much fog. Okay.
See you.
Fuck, I don't think we're still on the best road. You didn't want to listen to this anymore.